Tom Borelli is a PhD molecular biologist turned political activist and a Newsmax contributor. Deneen Borelli is the author of Blacklash and a Fox News contributor. They're the Borellis, exposing government corruption and championing freedom, giving you the truth in black and white. This is Reigniting Liberty.
Hey folks, thanks for checking out Reigniting Liberty. I'm Deneen Borelli and Dr. Tom Borelli is in the house bringing you the truth in black and white. So folks, there is no shortage of things to talk about, but today it's Biden launches a vote buying scheme with eliminating student debt. Yeah, it's a vote buying scheme. Nothing short of it. President Biden, first of all, he's not done with destroying America. I mean, there's a whole list of things to run down, but you can add this to the list now. So our last episode, we covered the consequences of the open border, the open southern border policies under this administration, which is both a humanitarian and an economic crisis. You have Democrat Mayor, New York City Mayor Eric Adams, he is begging for money, begging for assistance to handle the influx of the illegal migrants that have been bused to New York from red state Texas. So now he is seeing what the border states are dealing with. But Biden's last effort to damage America is his announcement to cancel student loan debts. So Biden just announced this, and he's going to forgive student loans up to $10,000 for individuals that make less than $125,000 a year, Dr. Tom. The cost, $30 billion this year and $300 billion over 10 years, according to the Wall Street Journal. Is it legal? Can he do this? Can he do it without Congress? Congress, you remember them, right? Congress. Well, some say yes, some say no. So in this episode of Reigniting Liberty, we're going to deliver the truth in black and white by discussing Biden's plans to eliminate student loan debt, how his plan will increase inflation, and why is Biden doing this? Why? Everything is why. So, Dr. Tom, let's get into it. Here is a statement from the White House on Biden's announcement. The Department of Education will provide up to $20,000 in debt cancellation to Pell Grant recipients with loans held by the Department of Education and up to $10,000 in debt cancellation to non-Pell Grant recipients. Borrowers are eligible for this relief if their individual income is less than $125,000. The pause on federal student loan repayment will be extended one final time through December 31st, 2022. Borrowers should expect to resume payment in January 2023. You say it, Dr. Tom. Borrowers. But anyway, the bottom line is Biden's inflation machine is at it again. They just want to keep cranking out money from we, the tax people. You know, it's just spend,
right,
and more right. Spending under this administration, Dr. Tom.
Well, Deneen, absolutely. You hit the nail on the head once again. It's the Biden, another disastrous policy that's only going to damage America. This relief of student debt between 10 and 20,000 per person is going to result in more debt, more federal debt for Americans to eventually, we hope, pay off. But who knows these days? So the good old Federal Reserve is going to have to do the old thing it does best, is hit that printing machine, put it into overdrive, because now we have more billions that are going to be printed or needed to be printed to pay for all of this mess. And yeah. Really, when you mention it, the consequences for this is higher inflation. Now, you would think with inflation at 8.5% and inflation in the hearts and minds of the vast majority of Americans, Biden would be focused on efforts to reduce inflation. But nope, not Biden. He's willing to increase inflation. It is just phenomenal. And what's interesting about this is that even Democrats are concerned about the inflationary impact of what Biden is doing by forgiving student loan debt. But what the hell? What does it matter to Biden? Because he could afford anything at any time, right? Doesn't matter to him, doesn't matter to his family. He's always got Hunter to lean on, right? 10% for the big guy. Yeah, right. He's got his own money-making machine, but again, that's a topic for another discussion of Reigniting Liberty.
Soon. Yeah, soon.
Right? So there was one individual that was quoted in the New York Times. Even the New York Times is writing about the possible inflationary impact of Biden's latest scheme, as you put it, his vote-buying scheme. And here's from Jason Furman, a Harvard professor who headed the Council of Economic Affairs Advisors during the Obama administration. He recently tweeted he saw a debt cancellation move nullifying the deflationary powers of the Inflation Reduction Act. And then there's this old-time Democrat who continually is now speaking the truth about Biden's horrible economic policies, and that's none other than Lawrence Summers, who was Treasury Secretary under former President Bill Clinton and an advisor for President Obama. And he tweeted, quote, student loan debt relief is spending that raises demand and increases inflation. Okay? That's what these guys are saying in the paper. So let's walk through very briefly how this is going to work and how it's going to increase inflation. Let's say John Doe, or should I be sexist and say Jane Doe? I don't know.
Jane Doe.
Jane Doe. Anyway, Jane Doe, right? Let's say she has a student loan and every month she's paying $300 to that student loan. Yep. So whatever her income is, $300 is going to pay for that loan. Now, by Biden's flick of the wrist or waving of his magic wand or pen,
flick of the bick,
whatever he's got, that $300 is now in Jane's pocket. And what's Jane going to do? She's going to go out and spend it. More money chasing. Now, we know we have limited supplies still out there because of the reduction in supplies. So what's going to happen? More money chasing fewer goods. Prices are going to go up. It's that simple. Biden should know that. A few of Biden's Democrat friends know that. But good old Joe, he doesn't have a clue. Or more importantly, he don't care. And then all roads, in my view, always go back to that rocket scientist who is the Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen, who used to run the Fed. She's one of my all-time favorites here.
Boy.
Where is she on this? I haven't heard a peep, a little bo peep from her about the inflationary impact of this. And you probably won't, because she likes that cushy job. I'm sure she's got a limo. She's probably got some security. I'm sure she flies on some sort of government plane. Why would you want to give all that up by telling the truth?
Maybe she's with Kamala, because we haven't seen her either. Maybe they're
but that's
best buds
thing.
And they're hanging out together thing. Somewhere.
Right. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Right. True. We've seen enough damage with the
and we've heard
Biden.
Enough of word salad.
Yeah, so that too. Well, Dr. Tom, Americans are worried, as you mentioned, are worried about the impact of inflation. CNBC survey, now they found 59% of Americans are concerned that student loan forgiveness will make inflation worse. So Americans are not stupid. And Americans are outraged over this, especially if you paid off of your loans to go to college or your kids' loans to go to college, right?
Sucker, do the right thing, sucker.
It's just outrageous. So it's desperate politics. That's what the Borellis are calling this, desperate politics. This is nothing more than a vote-buying scheme. Now, first of all, it's a change in Biden's dance step. It's a total change because Biden said during a CNN town hall, and I'm quoting here, I'm prepared to write off the $10,000 debt, but not $50,000, end quote. He continued, because I don't think I have the authority to do it by signing with a pen. So early on, I don't think he was all in to do this. Dr. Tom, am I right?
Oh yeah, he you know, of course, because there's constitutional issues of with respect to who can allocate money, essentially appropriate money. It's really appropriating money, and right. That's supposed to be Congress, especially the House of Representatives' job to appropriate money. But you know, Biden, rule of law, open border. Come on, none of this stuff makes sense. You're getting into the weeds and the details. They just do what the hell they want and damn the consequences. It's as simple as that. And you're talking about Biden changing a dance step. I don't know if that's a good analogy, Deneen, because we know the man has trouble climbing stairs, especially on Air Force One, and he had trouble pedaling his bicycle. So I don't know if a dance step is in his repertoire.
Well, either way, it's all bad.
Right.
It's all, so add it to the
Why
list.
Are we
but
laughing
go ahead.
Once again, I guess we have to. But yeah, he's desperate. He's out there trying to buy votes. It's as simple as that. And oh, by the way, whether you like him or not, you're paying for all of this, and we'll get into this later. You're paying for his vote buying scheme because the money's coming from somewhere.
Yeah. And we have the midterm elections coming up. So think about the timing on that as well. But here's another aspect of all of this, Dr. Tom. Biden is not popular with the young voters.
Right.
So this is another reason why Biden is doing this. He is losing the young voter support. Another way to buy votes, canceling some of these student loan debts. According to a New York Times Siena College poll in July, 94%, I repeat, 94% of Democrat primary voters, 18 to 29, do not want Biden to run again in 2024. That is huge, 94%, Dr. Tom.
Yeah, and in fact, I remember that article, it's New York Times poll and also article, and it turns out in the 2020 election that Biden did extremely well with the young vote. I believe the age demographic was, you know, between 18 and 29. He did very well with that group, and he totally turned off that group to such a degree that 94% want him to go home, go back to Delaware. But now maybe, hey, you took care of my student debt. Maybe they're going to be rethinking that. And they might be thinking, what other goodies is Biden going to give us if we vote for the Democrats? So obviously, this is another, as you put it, it's a vote buying scheme. And he may be targeting a very specific age demographic with respect to these loans.
Absolutely. So then you have Senator Elizabeth Warren. Hold on, let me go grab a beer. Remember that
video?
I'm like, who talks like that? But anyway, she was a big backer of eliminating student debt. During her presidential campaign, she promised to eliminate student debt, Dr. Tom, and encourage Biden to do the same after he got elected. So Responding to Biden's move on eliminating student debt, Warren tweeted, quote, "Today is a day of joy and relief." So she is over the moon with this. And Warren and Senator Chuck, there isn't a camera. I don't love Schumer.
They were really into this.
Giddy. That's a good word. I like that.
Giddy.
But they were pushing for $50,000 of student debt elimination,
Dr.
Tom.
$50,000
or more.
Yeah. It's other people's money. The Democrats tax and spend other people's money. That's it. Take it from you and give it to another group, make them feel good. It doesn't matter to them. That's the way they roll, as you would say.
That's how they roll. But they were pushing for 50,000 or more. Now, this is from Forbes, Dr. Tom. Biden seemed to dismiss cancellation of $50,000 or more in student debt for every borrower. There's that word again. Oh, I nailed it. I nailed it. I'm going to continue. At a press conference in April, he told reporters, quote, "I am not considering $50,000 in debt reduction," end quote. He has not since expressed further openness to larger amounts of student debt cancellation. That is from Forbes. Other people's money, and you're picking, I guess you could say, winners and losers to a certain extent, because one group of folks, they're not on a hook to pay for money that they signed off on to be responsible for. And
it's called a contract.
Yeah, it is. You're absolutely right. But as you mentioned, rules don't apply in a lot of respects with this administration. Doesn't matter.
No rules, no laws. Nothing applies. It's just plain chaos. They do whatever they want. And, you know, there are other consequences, too. And you kind of refer to it, is what about big colleges? You know, some of these colleges have huge billion-dollar endowments.
Sure.
And they're charging tons of money to these students. One, because they know the students can get debt. I mean, you know, can get loans and they get into debt. So the colleges can keep raising tuition. And the colleges now recognize that, hey, the government will come and rescue the students so they can spend even more on college, even though those colleges were, I think they were charging the same amount during COVID, so you could learn over the computer.
Yeah.
You don't need to sit in the brick and mortar campus or classroom or auditorium. Nope. They just keep raking in the money. There's no incentive for colleges to cut costs. When businesses run in hard times, what do businesses do? Well, they cut employees, they cut costs. Colleges, they just keep growing and growing, and this is only going to exacerbate that problem. And, you know, and you mentioned it before, this really punishes the good guys and gals who did it the right way.
Sure.
Who didn't have the resources like mom and dad to pay for college. So they were forced to take out loans, and they were responsible for paying off those loans. Now they get to walk around with a big sign on their back saying, "Sucker, because I did it the right way, I get penalized." It's very similar, reminds me of the whole illegal open border immigration issue, where the legal immigrants spend thousands of dollars in years trying to get in the front door. Meanwhile, the open border, we have over 200,000 that have been pouring over the border, I guess, almost every month since Biden's been in office. So they get to wear the sucker sign on their back, too. And then
they're also being taken care of. Sorry to cut you off. They're also getting government resources when they end up in any town near you, people who are listening and watching, especially in New York City.
So then they're a double sucker.
Yeah. And they're
you paid to become a legal citizen, and now you get to pay through taxpayers for the people who came in the back door. So you're a double sucker, Mr. and Mrs. American good citizen, or, you know, good legal immigrant. Unbelievable. And it also encourages bad decision making with no responsibility. Yeah. There are no adverse consequences for bad decisions, right? I can decide to major in basket weaving and it's going to cost me 30 grand a year. And then I get out after 4 years and gee, there's no basket weaving jobs. So yep. The responsible issue would have been to pick a major, actually a challenging major, that could get one actual real job once they got out of college. But now, whatever your major was, whatever it could be, whatever you dreamed about, you wanted to think about and learn about, you got a degree that's not marketable. Now the government is throwing you a lifeline. Mm-hmm. Lesson learned, the government is there for me. The government will bail me out for my lousy decisions. But again, you know, Biden's doing this, as you mentioned, because he's not popular with the young voters. So he's out there just buying votes. It's as simple as that. And I know you'll be shocked, Deneen. I know you'll be shocked.
Oh, you could never shock me, Dr. Tom.
But some progressives say this isn't enough.
No. Yeah, I'm shocked.
take the Elizabeth Warren page of the book. It needs to be more. It needs to be more.
This not is enough.
From an article in The Hill. Quote, it's a small, small addition, said Angelo Greco, a progressive campaign strategist.
There you go.
That's all you really need to know with that title. Quote, I just don't see how anyone who has been pushing for at least 50,000 and citing all the racial equality stats as motivation to do this can be thrilled about something that scratches the surface of a systemic crisis.
Bah!
There you have it. Only scratches the surface.
Know.
20 grand,
right.
Free. Free.
But where did race come from?
Well, I don't know.
I know you're just reading what's there, but
you already got it.
What does race have to do with this?
You tell me. I don't know. And here's one of your favorite groups,
yes.
The NAACP. What did they do that time with you when we went to that meeting? They locked you out or something? I forget.
Yes.
You're not black?
Maybe we'll talk about
Biden
that
said
one
you're
day.
Not black because you like Trump. Anyway, I get all these things confused. Anyway, and the NAACP president, Derek Johnson, said, quote, we've got ways to go, but the NAACP is proud that we were able to push President Biden to exceed 10,000, bringing us closer to 50,000 and beyond. Deneen,
Nothing is enough.
Nothing is enough.
Nothing is ever enough with Democrats. There's always
progressive Democrats. No, it's never enough.
Yeah.
It is just, they keep going. They got the pedal to the metal. And
we're getting logic, X, but it should have been Z. It's just
X squared.
Right.
Going back to math. But, so, Deneen, I know you're not going to be surprised that there are Republican critics. And in fact, anybody with a level head would be a critic of this. But Pennsylvania Republican representative guy, Rushenthaler, he tweeted, quote, even Obama's former economic advisor understands Biden's student debt relief scheme is a disaster that will enrich coastal elites at the expense of everyday Americans. So how does that work? Well, if you chose not to go to college, you chose to work in the trade, you chose to go to work every day with a lunchbox and dig with a shovel or run a bulldozer or air conditioning, whatever, or run a restaurant, whatever you want to do without a college degree, by the way, you're paying for this.
Yep.
You're paying for this because only people who took out loans who have college degrees are getting this benefit. And you're the one who's paying for it. So it is the rich coastal elites who are going to benefit this at the cost of everyday hard working Americans.
So here's something else that we came across in our research, Dr. Tom. This is from David Harsney from The Federalist. The president hasn't forgiven, in quotes, loans. He's unilaterally broken existing contracts and transferred the responsibility of payment to taxpayers, many of whom have either repaid their own student loans or never borrowed any money to begin with. Now, if you're opposed to repaying some stranger's loan, that's too bad. And a new batch of IRS agents will be there to ensure that you do. I mean, wow. That really sums it all up.
It really does. He's breaking contracts, and fundamentally, it is not fair.
Yeah.
It is not fair to those who, as we mentioned, paid off their loans the right way. And it's not fair to those who didn't go to college, but now they also have to pay for this mess, all because, as you mentioned, Biden is desperate. He needs votes. So now he's buying an attempted buying of younger voters. He wants their vote for Democrats come this November. It's as simple as that. But I think Mr. Harsanyi really summed that up really, really well. And that's why we included it in this podcast. And again, that's from The Federalist. But when you boil it down, like we mentioned before, Biden, Democrats, they only care about power. It's day trading. It's political day trading. The hell with sure. The debt, the hell with the deficit, the hell with anything. If I can get a vote tomorrow, I'll do it. It's political day trading. Now, for our listeners and viewers, we have a few degrees under our respective belts. And we did it different ways. So, Deneen, how did you get your degree?
Well, it wasn't instant like popcorn, that's for sure. My parents could not afford to send me to college. So I didn't go to college until I was in my 30s. And I was working full time, going to school at night. So it took me 11 years of going to classes at night, basically going all year round. You know how during the spring and summer, you get breaks and whatever with school. Nah, I was like just going all year round as much as I could because I wanted to get my degrees so badly. And I appreciate it more because it wasn't just handed to me. I had to work for it, work towards my degrees. And I was fortunate because where I was working, they had a college tuition reimbursement program. So I took advantage of it. You had to get a certain grade or more in order to get reimbursement for the credits. And thank goodness I was able to do it that way. And I appreciate the journey for sure. What about you, Dr. Tom?
Well, I mean, that was a responsible way to do it. Hard work and perseverance, that's the way you did it. Yeah. So the company paid for your tuition and books. So that was the way to do it. There's always a way. Unfortunately, as you mentioned, now the government's going to give people the buyouts and send the wrong message. And for me, my undergraduate degree from Michigan State, I had a college loan. I don't remember exactly how much it was. I believe at the time, because I'm an old guy, I believe the out of state tuition was about $3,000 a year. So I think I had at least a $2,500 or $3,000 loan. And I remember this vividly because I was working at General Foods and I was paying that monthly loan off. Sure. And then, a quirk of fate, the Philip Morris company bought General Foods and I in a stock buyout, and I was buying a little stock at the time. So with the buyout price, with the appreciation, I paid off my student loan immediately. So that's what I did with that stock appreciation. And as far as the other degrees, because you know there's a few others out there, the master's and PhD, same way you did, Deneen, tuition reimbursement from General Foods. They're the ones who financially paid for my degree. They thought I was worth the investment. I'm sure, Deneen, you do too as well. But that's the way we did it.
On camera.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You have your camera. So, yeah, you don't want to alienate Dr. Borelli's fans. So we'll hear about this later. But no, exactly. There's always a way to do it.
Absolutely.
Doing it the responsible way. But the lesson here is you don't have to. It's not only mommy and daddy are going to spoil people these days. It's going to be mommy and daddy government that are going to spoil you. And as a quick sidebar, if you want an electric vehicle, mommy and daddy government are going to give you a big subsidy to buy that. Of course, you have to be able to afford the $65,000 car. But of course, again, that's for the, again, the elites who want the electric cars who are going to get bailed out by the government. But yeah. I think that's a topic for another podcast.
Another podcast. And look, I think it's wonderful when parents can provide that wonderful opportunity for their children to go to college. That is great. But on the other hand, when you have government, again, picking winners and losers because people are not being responsible with what they should be responsible with, with the decisions and choices that they make, that is wrong.
Big Brother's going to bail you out.
From the cradle to the grave, that's what they want to do. That's their plan. All right, folks. Well, thanks for checking out Reigniting Liberty. And remember, everyone has a role to play. What are you doing for liberty? Until next time.
This has been Reigniting Liberty with Tom and Deneen Borelli, the truth in black and white. For exclusive video footage of these interviews, be sure to follow Deneen Borelli on Clout Hub at Deneen Borelli. And also make sure to visit DeneenBorelli.com. Follow Tom Borelli on Twitter at Tom Borelli. And follow Deneen at Deneen Borelli. Subscribe wherever you listen and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Reigniting Liberty, the truth in black and white.